This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio of past, present, and future programs that you may listen to. Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your daily Christian life. You can contact us through our internet contact page at that website. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That internet address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. Jesus Christ is coming again. Coming back to earth, but not like the first time, Jesus came to earth about 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem in Israel and was born in very humble and low surroundings, even though He was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords at His birth. But when Jesus returns, things are going to change quite dramatically. His true believers who have placed their faith in Him already will have a part in His divine and peaceful rule. This is the ultimate advance ticket event. You must trust in Jesus in advance of His second coming to earth. Now is the time to accept Christ as your Savior. The offer of salvation does not last forever. Put your faith in Christ while you live and before Christ returns. The second coming is the term used to refer to the event in the future when Jesus will return to earth, conquer His enemies, and reign as King of the world. Jesus described His return in Matthew 24:30, "And then at last the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among all the peoples of the earth. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." John saw Jesus as a mighty warrior in Revelation 19:11-16. "Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Now, many people ask this question: what is the difference between the rapture and the second coming of Christ? Well, the rapture and the second coming of Christ are often confused. Sometimes it is difficult to determine whether a scripture verse is referring to the rapture or to the second coming. However, in studying end times Bible prophecy, it is very important to separate between the two. The rapture is when Jesus Christ returns to remove the church, all believers in Christ, from the earth. The rapture is described in two main passages. 1 Corinthians 4:13 through 18 reads, "Christian brothers, we want you to know for sure about those who have died. You have no reason to sorrow as those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and then came to life again. Because we believe this, we know that God will bring to life again all those who belong to Jesus. We tell you this as it came from the Lord. Those of us who are alive when the Lord comes again will not go ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud call. The head angel will speak with a loud voice. The trumpet horn of God will give its sounds. First, those who belong to Christ will come out of their graves to meet the Lord. Then those of us who are still living here on earth will be gathered together with them in the clouds. We will meet the Lord in the sky and be with him forever. Because of this, comfort each other with these words." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 54 tells us this, "Christian brothers, our bodies, which are made of flesh and blood, will not go into the holy nation of God. That which dies can have no part in that which will never die. For sure I am telling you a secret. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. In a very short time, no longer than it takes for the eye to close and open, the Christians who have died will be raised. It will happen when the last horn sounds. The dead will be raised, never to die again. Then the rest of us who are alive will be changed. Our human bodies, made from dust, must be changed into a body that cannot be destroyed. Our human bodies that can die must be changed into bodies that will never die. When this that can be destroyed has been changed into that which cannot be destroyed, and when this that does not die has been changed into that which cannot die, then it will happen as the Holy Writing said it would happen. They said death has no more power over life." Believers who have died with their bodies resurrected and, along with believers who are still living, will meet the Lord in the air. This will all occur in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. This is the rapture. The second coming is when Jesus returns to defeat the Antichrist, destroy evil, and establish his millennial kingdom. The second coming is described in Revelation 19:11-16. The important differences between the rapture and the second coming are as follows. At the rapture, believers meet the Lord in the air, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. At the second coming, believers return with the Lord to the earth, Revelation 19:14. The second coming occurs after the great and terrible tribulation, Revelation chapters 6 through 19. The rapture occurs before the tribulation, 1 Thessalonians 5:9 and Revelation 3:10. The rapture is the removal of believers from the earth as an act of deliverance, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 17 and chapter 5 verse 9. The second coming includes the removal of unbelievers as an act of judgment, Matthew 24:40-41. The rapture will be secret and instant, 1 Corinthians 15:50-54. The second coming, by contrast, will be visible to all, Revelation 1:7, Matthew 24:29-30. The second coming of Christ will not occur until after certain other end times events take place. The rapture is imminent. It could take place at any moment. Read Titus 2:13, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, 1 Corinthians 15:50-54. Here is why it is important to keep the rapture and the second coming distinct. First, if the rapture and the second coming are the same event, believers will have to go through the tribulation, 1 Thessalonians 5:9, Revelation 3:10. If the rapture and the second coming are the same event, the return of Christ is not imminent, There are many things which must occur before he can return, Matthew 24, verses 4 through 30. In describing the tribulation period, Revelation chapters 6 through 19 nowhere mentions the church. During the tribulation, also called the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 37, God will again turn his primary attention to Israel, read Romans chapter 11. The rapture and second coming are similar but separate events. Both involve Jesus returning. Both are end times events. However, it is crucially important to recognize the differences. In summary, the rapture is the return of Christ in the clouds to remove all believers from the earth before the time of the wrath of God. The second coming of Christ is the return of Christ to the earth to bring the tribulation to an end and to defeat the Antichrist and his evil world empire. Real, genuine faith in Christ as your personal Savior and Lord are essential requirements to be a part of the rapture and all the blessings Jesus gives to those who belong to him and are looking forward to his appearing. Do you fear the return of Christ because you are not ready? Because you have not placed your complete faith in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? There is no need to fear Christ. He loves you and died for you if you will only place your faith in him for your eternal salvation. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past, present, and future programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the contact form at our internet website. That internet address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing.